It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
All the tech giants are taking their place in the virtual reality ring, but who could emerge as the champion in what's become one of the tech world's hottest commodities? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Alphabet Inc.'s Google just appointed a brand new virtual reality chief, possibly the latest indication that virtual reality is gaining some real traction in the new year. Here to catch us up to speed on exactly where all the tech giants stand in the race to mainstream virtual reality is Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickis. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you.
So virtual reality has been making a bit of news recently. The Oculus Rift headset is beginning to take orders. Google just hired a brand new head of virtual reality. Does it speak to the fact that everyone is kind of taking their place in this virtual reality ring and attempting to make their mark?
Yes, virtual reality is gaining significant momentum in the tech world as of late. Certainly, many of the major tech firms recognize this technology's major potential for potentially being the next, what Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook calls the next major computing platform. Mm-hmm. And thus, many of the companies like Google, like Facebook, like Microsoft are all making bets and trying to get involved early on.
Right. So going back to Alphabet's Google, their new hire, Clay Baver, seems to have some experience in this field. Can you talk a little bit about his credentials and whether this could be very well be a big step for Google in the right direction?
Sure. So Clay Baver was previously a Google vice president of product management. He basically ran some of the key Google apps, such as Gmail and Google Docs. But he also had a hand as one of the co-creators of Google Cardboard, which is about a $20 cardboard virtual reality headset. It's basically kind of some corrugated paper and a couple glass lenses that you can fold up and flip your smartphone into in order to have kind of rudimentary virtual reality experience. Now, Google kind of created this Google Cardboard in order to give millions of smartphone users out there in the world an easy entryway to virtual reality. Mm-hmm. Now, this week, Google named him the vice president of virtual reality at Google, and that kind of signals that he's going to be spending all of his time on this new technology and signals that obviously the company thinks there is some big opportunity there. So whether we see a new piece of hardware from them or whether they're making a software play, which many experts think is more likely, it remains to be seen.
Right. And as we mentioned, the Oculus Rift is taking orders. That's obviously under the Facebook realm. What other companies are planning on releasing virtual reality gear, software, et cetera, this year? Let's start with companies like Sony and HTC. Anything new brewing there?
Yes. So as you said, the Facebook's Oculus unit is taking pre-orders for an Oculus virtual reality headset. And the other main competitors for Oculus in this sort of high-end virtual reality headset industry is going to be Sony and HTC. Mm-hmm. Sony is developing a headset for its PlayStation 4 consoles, and HTC is partnering with the gaming company Valve to produce some very high-end headsets that run off expensive PCs. The Oculus headsets also run off PCs. So these headsets are kind of the first really high-quality taste of virtual reality, and what many experts are saying, is likely where this technology is going as compared with sort of the mobile-based virtual reality that we're seeing from Google and also from Samsung. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be some hurdles here because these headsets are quite expensive. Oculus has priced its initial headset at $600, And that's not including the high-end PC. You know, with the PC and the headset combined, it's a $1,500 purchase. And HTC might be even more than that. So right now, it's going to be for early adopters, but these companies are making the bet is that as people who buy these headsets show their friends, there's going to be more adoption.
Right. And so we have all of these companies, like, you know, Sony, HTC, Google, Facebook, all of these contenders in this new platform of virtual reality. In your estimation, do you see one emerging as the leader pushing ahead with the right momentum?
Well, it's a good question. It's certainly one that, you know, investors are wondering themselves. I would say some of the companies that have the best chances here would certainly be Facebook, given its size, mm-hmm. and also the fact that Oculus was one of the early developers of the current virtual reality technology. It's, you know, first out of the gate with these high-end headsets, but it also has produced the software to help run Samsung's mobile headset, which has been a big seller and is only costing $100. So it's got bets in both the high-end and the lower-end hardware game, and it's also producing software as well. Now, Sony and HTC both have good bets with their systems because Sony has an existing user base with PlayStation, and HTC has an existing user base with all of the high-end PC gamers with their Valve partners.
Right.
But then again, do not count out Google, of course, with their size and their smarts. And, of course, the company that we haven't mentioned, the elephant in the room, is Apple, which has not made any sort of, you know, outward comments about any plans about virtual reality, but one has to imagine that this is something that they're not ignoring.
Right, right. That'll be interesting to see if anything emerges there. Jack Nickas, as always, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts, and remember to subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.